Andrew Medeiros is a researcher with York University in Toronto, Canada. He started his career as a paleolimnologist, that is, someone who studies lakes over the eons. He says his interests shifted to the modern era as he studied freshwater sources in Nunavut, Canada's northernmost region, as permafrost that had held the water on the surface for, say, 10,000 years melted, he saw dramatic and startling changes.
And we started seeing in the towns themselves drastic reductions in their water supply, very visible changes, including lake desiccation, so complete loss of water at some period of time. And in recent years, in some of the communities in Nunavut, you've had that community run out of water, literally drain the lake dry. And that's obviously a very big problem when you have one source of water for your community.
Other changes included, say, a slight decrease in rainfall or snow combined with a sudden spring snowmelt that turned a river into a raging torrent, then to an empty riverbed. But Medeiros says planning falls by the wayside in an emergency. In one case, an agency built a pipeline to a new water source, but computer simulations show the multimillion-dollar solution will buy only a few years of time before the new water source dries up.
And it comes from very rapid change in a very short period of time, and no governance or policy direction on what to do in a changing future.
Facilities Program Manager Bill Griffith with the state's Village Safe Water Program says funding that comes and goes, a reflection of changing political climates, leaves Alaska with no single agency in charge of planning for those kinds of impacts in Alaska.
We're just beginning to really grasp, I think, the severity and the widespread impact of climate changes on access to water and safe water sources.
Mayor and Tribal Vice President Blanche Akiak-Garney of Teller in northwest Alaska says villagers there rely on a creek for drinking water.
We have a honey bucket lagoon in our landfill built on top of the hill, and that overflows when it rains and it goes down to our creek. So that's one of our biggest concerns.
She says the location of the landfill and sewage lagoon is a long-standing problem.
It was designed to last 10 years. Nobody thought that 35, 40 years later that we would still be using honey buckets.
Garney says they have only short periods to fill their water tank, and climate change is cutting into that window of time.
We cannot pump the water when it rains, and it's been raining a lot later in a certain time of year, and we've been getting less snow.
Village Safe Water Program Manager Bill Griffith says the Denali Commission, the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, U.S. Department of Agriculture, EPA, and the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium will be looking for ways to provide water security through comprehensive research, monitoring of freshwater sources, and long-range planning. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.